Kevin.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I recognize this number now.
No worries. Thanks. It's my office line. So, I just sent you the lease.
Perfect. Let me look at it.
So, here's my only concern. I'm a person, as you know, that I don't really deal with anxiety well, and I don't want to push anything, and I don't want the mortgage going through and then someone calling me or calling my boss or sending any letters, because I don't believe the pay stub that I just got. I don't know if you have my September base sub, because my September pay stub for year to date is a different amount than what's on the VOE, and that's the issue that I was concerned
about. But the VOE was already signed off. We're fine. I think I sent you that in an email.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, if after funding, you're going to need a copy of my pay stub, and they're going to come back and say, why don't
you're fine.
Okay.
No, also your VOE went through without any issues. Yeah, you're good. So let me check out this.
Do they not check your current pay stub against the numbers?
I think that you make a lot of money, Ruben, and you're well qualified, and I don't think it was a problem.
Okay.
So these are photos, huh?
Yeah.
You take a picture with your phone?
Yeah, and I just scanned it as a copy. I can resend it to you. It should be legible, but...
It is. I'm just worried when we go to upload it in the lender system, it might give me a hard time. Do you have it saved any other way?
Let me see if I do.
Did the tenant take a picture of it? I don't know what you guys did.
Let's see if I can redo it. Give me one second while I'm on the phone with you.
Okay, not a problem.
Sometimes it's not fun to do my job. Do you guys run background checks on the people that do loans for you, or you guys not care?
What do you mean?
Like, when someone does a loan, does your lender do, a background check on them, or no?
Well, sort of. When they pull your credit, it goes through something called OFAC.
Okay.
And OFAC, it kind of checks you out. I had a loan, and the guy had the same name as, a drug lord, I guess it would be.
Okay.
And so we had to go through some extra hoops with his identity.
Okay.
And then I had one where the guy was on some Homeland Security list because of flying.
Okay.
And he had to do a little extra identity work. But no, I mean, they don't do, a background check like you would do for an employer.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, I think you've already made it through.
No, it's not for me. Yeah. I don't have anything to hide. We see some nasty stuff in our business, that's why.
Okay, so but you do commercial loans, right?
I do loans that would probably make your head spin, to be honest. And not in a disparaging way.
Ooh,
some of the
tell
stuff.
Tell me more. So what kind of loans are they?
So well, it's two things. So, by the way, I'm going to send this to you real quick. We're on the phone. Yeah, I was just afraid. I don't want to get you in issues. And, I think it was just a clerical issue on the VOE. That was the whole problem. So
I don't see it being a problem.
Cool. I've already given my boss a heads up. I said, hey, if someone calls, just explain it's a clerical error. Our brains are fried. So, essentially, a few things. So, and do you, by the way, need my current pay stub or no?
No.
Okay.
They haven't asked for it, so I think we're fine.
Okay, so basically, you have a business owner that comes to me. There's two main reasons business owners borrow money. One is they need money for equipment, vehicles, assets, machinery, things like that. We do loans for that. Who can we give loans to? Pretty much, I deal with business owners that have every shade of gray. I deal with business owners traditionally that have sales up to $5 or $10 million. Above that, there's a lot more options for these customers, and everything smaller. I do a lot of construction equipment financing. Do you have granite countertops in your house?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
A fabricator.
Yes, the equipment that cuts that, shapes that, polishes that on the edges, shapes to the edges, that's what I do a lot of. However.
Oh, really? Because that's what my brother-in-law does for a living.
Oh, he owns a granite store?
Yeah.
He probably works with people that I work with.
He might. I don't know.
Where's he
all the way down. You're in San Diego, though. We're in Orange County, so
we're nationwide. The vast majority of my customers are in California.
Oh wow! So how do you get business? What do you do, Ruben?
Three major sources. First is vendors. I work with a lot of people who I'm the financing arm for their customers, and I finance their equipment purchases. The second is a lot of referrals, and then a very small percentage is we do a lot of direct mail. I'm a senior rep here. That's not a huge part of my business, but I help out once in a while. Uh-huh. So I kind of farm for my own business. There's another product we offer is something that will make your head spin, is an unsecured cash loan. So we offer
loans. Yeah, but I'm sure, do they have like really good credit?
You wish.
Really?
Yes. So the other product I've told Darcy about this is, we do a lot of unsecured cash loans. So this is a loan, there's what's called a UCC place on the business, but to cut the shit out, it's essentially an unsecured loan. It's a loan based on revenues. And we can give someone up to 10% of their gross sales. It's a cash flow-based program as opposed to a credit-based program. Credit really doesn't matter much when you're talking about a large unsecured loan. So give me an example. Guy comes in, needs $2.5 million. He does $2.5 million a year in sales. Let's say your brother, right? Let's say he comes in and this is your brother-in-law, correct?
Yeah.
Brother-in-law. So why would your brother-in-law borrow money? Well, the first is an opportunity. Let's say that he buys stone. He probably buys stone from some local companies, let's say. And let's say that they charge him, you know, $15 a square foot. Who knows? Well, what does my average customer do? He says, hey, I can go to Brazil or India and I can buy this same stone. But instead of paying $15 a square foot, I can pay $7. What's the problem with the Brazil or India? They don't accept your purchase order. Yeah, cash. Cash money. Cash up front before it leaves to the ship, leaves to the port. Okay, so maybe the average fabricator I work with, he can buy, say, over 2 or 3 months, he can buy 100 grand of stone, and it will only cost him 50 grand. But the real question is, how does he get that 50 grand of cash quickly, easily, and without really putting up his house, like a traditional bank loan?
Yeah.
Well, we can do that. And we go up to, if he did $2.5 million a year in sales, we go up to about 10% of your revenues. So he could potentially access $250,000. Here's the fun thing. How long is it going to take this guy to get approved? Well, this is where you're going to probably vomit and think, there's no way you can do this. We can get customers approved the same day they apply. I can fund them the same day they apply.
Wow.
No tax returns, no financials, no collateral.
Wow.
Now, you ask good credit. Some of our customers have good credit. On our unsecured loan product, we go down to 500. Now,
what's the rate?
Ding, 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 ding. Well, we're a lender and a syndicator. We're primarily a syndicator / broker. That doesn't mean we rip off clients. We actually give them some of the best deals in the industry. We're kind of an originator like you are. So what is the cost of this? Now, there's another reason people borrow this money, and it's an unfortunate thing that's going on in our industry. A lot of people are borrowing this money to just stay in business. A lot of these people are out of control. It is sad. It is what it is. The more judgment you pay on someone, I think the worse. So I'm here to deliver a product and not judge them and give them the best deal possible. That's why they'll sign with us. The rates are expensive, but like to give you an idea, for every month you're borrowing money, it's going to cost you, best case scenario, about 1.5% per month. Worst case scenario, about 2.5% a month. And if you're an ultimate scumbag and you don't pay anyone, you have shit credit, it can cost you up to 4 cents a month, if not more. However, but it's not a problem because, however, if you're a smart business owner and you have a reason to borrow money, it's a great product. Some of my clients, they do these loans every year. It helps with their cash flow. They're smart people. They think through their decisions. They don't want to screw around with their bank. It's a great product. Some of my product customers, complete absolute morons, shouldn't be borrowing money, and are committing financial suicide. And every shade of gray in between.
Wow.
So that's what I do for a living.
That's cool. Well, you do it very well, Ruben. I can tell.
Commission only, been doing it for a while.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and send over your lease, and that's the last item we need. So I want to get docked out as soon as possible before your rate lock expires. So,
okay.
I'm going to send this over, and then I will give you an update as soon as I hear back on, what the next steps are.
Oh, by the way, the reason I said the background check is I just got a nice notice that one of my clients can't get approved for a certain program because he is a repeat sex offender. Very nice.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
When we run the business that I'm in is not the highly regulated. These loans are risky. Even with equipment loans, we do most of our loans with no money down. So you can walk into me, get a $150,000 machine in 3 hours with just your app. Basically, put it this way. If you have a 700 credit, if you have a 675 or above, you've been in business 2 years or above, I can give you 150 grand for equipment financing with only two payments due at signing, pretty much no questions asked. At a good rate. At a good rate.
Wow.
Most of my programs are called application only because I wouldn't want to see the real tax returns. A lot of the business owners that I work with, they all claim that they're poor, their businesses lose money, yet they drive an $80,000 car. So I think you know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, I get it. Wow.
So if you ever need me for a referral, let me know. I'm actually pretty experienced. I love helping people, and I work pretty fast.
Cool. Well, now I know more about it. That's great.
Yeah. If you ever have a business owner that needs access, just so you know, I've had business owners that come into me and say, hey, look, I'm trying to get an investment property. I own a business, but the lender needs cash. We can do that for them and give them a cash loan for their business, and they can do whatever the hell they want with it. We don't trace the money.
Wow.
That's my spiel. Welcome to my world.
I can see why you're stressed out, Ruben. I don't want to add to your stress, so I think...
It's not stressful. It's just like an 80... Most people in my industry, I'm very lucky to have my job, they don't make a lot of money. So I take on a tremendous amount of business. This is not the average... I'm not an arrogant person. The vast majority of our business, people in our business, this is insane money that I make. It will not last. I know it will not last. I'm not dumb. I take on a tremendous amount of business. I fund about... To give you a comparison... certain months, I do about 10 times the amount of business as other people in this industry.
Wow.
How many home loans do you do, or does an average person do in a month who's in the mortgage industry?
Wow. How many loans? Ruben, I don't know. There's a huge spectrum. There's people who just don't get it, can't do it, aren't committed, don't put in the time, the effort, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're an 80-20 society, but thanks for clearing it up. Sorry about the whole BOE thing being off. I appreciate your call. By the way, do you need my mortgage? Do you need my insurance information from USAA to switch over, or no?
I think we're taking care of that. You sent me the policy, and we're taking care of it. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. I will talk to you soon then.
I will update you. All right, Ruben. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.